Ray Foley on Today FM.
It's not National Men Pushing a Buggy Day, although I just by fluke, I just saw a lot of men pushing buggies today. 0874 100 102. Dublin Gary in Dublin says, one more thing on the buggy thing. Were they pushing the buggies with only one hand? So questions weren't... sorry, Gary. I'm butchering your text here. Were they pushing the buggies with only one hand so that questions weren't raised regarding their tough masculinity? And Gary, no, they're just like pushing them regularly. I don't think... We've moved past that, though, haven't we?
Really? No, that's a pretty slick move, Gary. Also, you only want to do it with two fingers. Two outstretched fingers on the one hand, so, like, you're not having to expend much energy and everyone can see that you're a man in control of the situation.
But there's also, like, you're not too involved. You don't want to appear too involved.
You're probably holding a coffee in one hand. You definitely are.
Coffee in one hand, phone in the other, and occasionally just nudging, just with a hip thrust.
And you've got the earbuds in and you're having a phone conversation. Yeah, about stocks and shares.
Yeah, I don't even know whose child this is, honestly. It was like, just as I was leaving Tesco.
I thought I was pushing a trolley.
There was a buggy there. I was doing Scan and Shop. You know the Scan and Shop? I came up with, it was on the club card deal. I ended up getting two of them. And, no, it's Ask Your Cat a Question Day today, which is stupid. It's a new Taoiseach day today. Actually, new government day today, apparently. We're getting a brand new Taoiseach. Looks very like the old one, if you ask.
Doesn't he?
It looks very familiar.
Right.
I mean, does he have a brother? Does he have a brother?
It's more evolution than revolution.
It's a man from Cork, isn't it? It's like
it is indeed,
yeah, there's two of them. We're getting a new Taoiseach day today. We've got the storm alert towards the end of the week. It's going to get very stormy. And was there something about hot sauce as well? National Hot Sauce Day today. Spice up your meals with some hot sauce to add a fiery kick to your day. Now, I don't know if it's specifically hot sauce, which is a thing in itself. It's called hot sauce. It's a sauce you get on chicken wings and whatnot. There's Frank's hot sauce. I don't know, is that Pope Frank? Is that Pope Francis?
I don't know who the Frank in question is. It's not Sinatra anyway.
What?
It's not Sinatra.
No, it wouldn't be Sinatra. This is like a Paul Newman type situation where Pope Francis is endorsed. Or is it a different Frank? Who's the Frank in Frank's hot sauce? So someone Google that for me, would you? Do you remember a time before hot sauce?
Jeez, I don't.
Do you remember a time before wedges?
Jeez, I do. It was only chips.
There was a time before wedges. Guys, grandchildren, gather around. Young people, gather around. There used to be a time when you weren't able to take a photo with your phone. There used to be a time when you'd have to sit through the ads on the telly. There used to be a time before wedges, and there used to be a time before hot sauce. You'd get hot sauce, you'd get a sauce on your chicken wings, sure, but that'd be made in the kitchen by the chefs. Now you can get it in a bottle. Some lad called Frank makes it.
I don't like my hot sauce too hot. I'll take two of the jalapenos, you know, the little insignia. I'll take two, I won't take three.
I don't mind a hot sauce. I think it's all in the mind. Frank's hot sauce.
Well, it usually goes in your gob.
They call it... that's where I've been doing it wrong.
Jeez. There's a queer smell off your hair.
But my hair looks... Do you know what? It's lustrous. It stimulates the scalp.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I do think it's all in the mind, though. The Frank's hot sauce. I think they say it's hot, but it's not particularly. It's not like the mouth is burnt off yet. We're sauce fiends in our house. 0874 100 102. Brian's over there. Brian, talk to me, babes.
How are you, Ray? How are you, JP? Brian here. You can't go wrong now with a bit of Tabasco sauce. Ooh, love a bit of Tabasco now, I do.
Like Tabasco, yeah?
Owen Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Come on, guys. That's radio for you now, because today's International Hot Sauce Day today. Glenn in Galway's been on. He says, you want hot? This is hot. It's Cottage Delight's Kickin' Carolina Reaper Sauce. From Glenn and Galway. No, Glenn, no. I like hot sauce, but I don't like hurting myself. I went to that ribs place up the road. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah. You were in trouble.
I was very upset. They said, and the waitress said, now just so you know, it's very hot. I was like, okay, Jesus, fine, yeah. But I'm sure I'll be fine. I'm sure I'll be fine. I was ruined.
There was no laughing, guys.
I was ruined by the spicy sauce. Just be careful. And like that. You're just putting yourself through pain. It's not nice. It's not fun. Mark, on the Frank's hot sauce, Adam Estelette and Jacob Frank created Frank's hot sauce in the 1920s. I drink the stuff with wings, he says. Put two bottles of hot sauce in a pot and warm it, and then add 100 grams of Kerrygold butter and toss the wings, pure hot gold. That's how we do it in restaurants, from Mark. Oh, Mark works in the kitchen. Okay, cheers, Mark.
Chef, yeah.
So just add butter. Is that it? That's the key. That's how you do it. I was mentioning my sauce, weird sauces as well. Paul's over there. Paul, talk to me.
You know, Ray, on a breakfast roll, mm-hmm. I don't get brown or red.
Oh.
I use egg sauce, and that's hot.
Ooh. Eggs? Is that the egg? It's just a runny egg?
I think it's the yolk, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Well, the yolk of an egg, that's golden.
Rich. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, beautiful. Do you know what? Do you know what Elon Musk needs to do, actually?
What's that? Cool it with the fascist stuff, but apart from that.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. Yeah, okay. Right, I'll grant you. Tone down the fascism, or the fascist salutes, right? Uh-huh. Less of that, Elon. And get in there and genetically modify some chickens' arses so that we get eggs that are all yellow on the inside.
Oh, more yolk, less white.
No, there's a winning, there's a winning product.
Yeah.
Forget your electric cars. You get chickens to make all yolk eggs. Game changer. Elon, call me. Call me once you tone down the Nazism. What else? Oh yeah, my spicy mayonnaise. Have we got time to do it? 0874 100 102. And Nando's do their own mayonnaise, Perinaise. I'm a fiend when it comes to sauces in general. If I see a sauce that I haven't bought before, and I'm in the supermarket on my own, I'll grab that.
Right, you're always on the sauce, right?
We're full of sauces in our kitchen. Here I am this morning in the kitchen. Do you want to hear this? Count the sauces in the Foley kitchen. You ready?
Doing a stock take of your sauces. Go, yeah.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm not in the car. I'm in the kitchen. All right, let's have a quick look. I'll start at the fridge. Yeah. And I've got various mayonnaises. Well, we've got a light mayonnaise. Seriously good. Heinz, seriously good light mayonnaise. Because I'm watching my figure expand. Salad cream.
Oh.
Love. Oh, yes. Love salad cream. We've got some tuna mayonnaise there as well. We've got Nando's Perinaise. I've got three bottles of these. This is Nando's spicy mayonnaise that they make. I've got one bottle of mild and two hots.
Stunning.
If you haven't gone for that yet, I highly recommend. Then we've got a regular full-fat mayonnaise, excuse me, for the sniffing. What else have we got in here? Ghee. Yaxo's ghee.
Okay.
Shout out to Yaxo this afternoon. What else? We've got Turkish-style garlic sauce from Heinz.
Yeah.
Ginger... No, hang on. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah, there's a chipotle chili paste.
Ooh.
And cheese. That's the whole fridge. Then as we go to the press.
Oh,
do you want me to do, like... I've got sriracha. Do you want me to do... These are the sauces then that we'd use. They're not necessarily sauces that you have on the table, but they're sauces then you put into stir fries. Do you know, like,
they count. Yeah, okay, fine.
Well, you got your sriracha then. Put that out. Put me down for a sriracha, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. Stir fries. I've got soy sauce, Worcestershire sauce. I've got hoisin sauce. I've got teriyaki sauce. I've got fish sauce.
Ooh.
Fishy. Sweet chili sauce. Mm. A big, massive bottle of that. I don't know where she got that. That's stunning. And then various other stuff. I've got Ryu, but that's not really a sauce. Is it ginger paste? No. Honey? No. That's all stuff for the stir fry. Yeah, that's pretty much. Let's go down to the lower press. Now, here we go. This is your sauces, okay? In this house, we've got two types of ketchup. Chef, which is the bigger bottle because we love chef ketchup in this house.
Right.
Then we've got the Heinz ketchup there because one of my children is a freak. Then Ballymaloe, which are country relish. Actually, on that, Chef do something similar to it called burger relish, which we've also got a bottle of. I've got two types of mustard. I've got the English, Hellman's English...
Dijon?
Is it Hellman's? No, Coleman's. Coleman, sorry. And next to that is the American-style French's yellow mustard. We've got Heinz barbecue sauce. We've got harissa sauce from Lidl. We've got pasta sauce from Tesco. We've got Valentina salsa picante sauce. That's the one you put on your burritos. You know the burrito shop? They sell it in there. We've got several cartons of the McDonald's barbecue dips, you know? Did that count?
For the nuggets.
Aha! The Cajun sauce from Eddie Rockets. They sell that in a bottle. And I love it. Sorry, what's that? Marmalade. No, I think that's everything. Isn't that all of the... So YR, brown sauce, YR, and the chef brown sauce as well. One of each of those as well. Love YR. Reminds me of my granny. And then we've got sweet and sour sauce. That's Uncle Ben's stuff. Do you know what else have I got in there? Pasta sauce. Chutney. Forgot the chutney. Does that count as a sauce? I think it does. We've also got cranberry sauce there as well. Yeah. Bit of horseradish coming your way. And various chocolate sauces and drizzles for pancakes. Does that count? I suppose it does. It is a sauce. Nestle caramel drizzle and treat chocolate drizzle. And then we've got your classic Nutella on there as well. Good day.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Sauce Watch 2024, 2025 right here on Today FM. And if you're just joining us, how many sauces is that in my kitchen?
You're really slacking. You've only got the 41 sauces.
I told you I like sauce. Stay on Today FM if you're feeling saucy. This sauce is very, what is it?
Zesty.
Ray Foley on Today FM.